something I wanted to share. I realise no one will ever read this, but I still feel the need to write this down. Maybe someday, someone will find it and read it. I just realise there is nothing in the world that can stop people from getting what they really want badly. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. In this end, no matter what they get what they want, that's what makes us imperfect. We all have desires. Desires that make us imperfect. A person can then be happy and perfect when he has no desires. It's true. Justice. We all know the meaning of the word, don't we? Fairness or reasonableness, especially in the way people are treated or decisions are made. I do know all of us here are striving for this, but with great disappointment do I say this. Justice will never prevail. I know most of you, let's just say all of you, disagree with me, but it's heart-sickeningly true. Recently, I read a book just now, which raised the conflict between the two sides, both wrong in their own way. If both were wrong, what are we supposed to follow? The bad side, with little to no goodness in it, killing people, but in a different experimental way? Or the supposedly good side, with a little badness, forcibly killing thousands of people to end the power of bad, just to get power and give justice to people? Half of you would say the second one. Why? Because it seems reasonable? But in all honesty, it's not. It's humble. What had these poor people done to deserve to die like this? Absolutely nothing. And that's what makes it even worse. And people call this justice? Bloody hell. How people can have the audacity to kill people and feel pleasure about it is beyond me. These people are in no way human. It's just completely and utterly wrong. Guilt, regret, and remorse are things they should be feeling, not satisfaction. It's horrible how people can change so easily. Here is the bad. Here is the good. Here is the bad that's in the good. Here is the good that's in the bad. Here is life. KM. A perfect example of this picture would be the book I was talking about above. On the bad side, there was some good. The leader's actual intentions were to make people realise how humans were never perfect and would never be. But in the end, the bad took over the good in him. Likewise, on the good side, the leadership's intentions were never to kill those innocent people, but the urge to make it a better place look over him. That's just how life is. Humans, all of us, are nothing but selfish, including me. No, I do not consider myself God, neither perfect, neither selfless. I am simply me, human. All the people in the world, no matter what, care about themselves and themselves only, may it be conscious or unconscious, they all do. Realising this, I hope with my heart that you know that even though they may be selfish and cannot be changed, we do have the power to control the amount of how much selfish we can be. Why else must have God made us imperfect and given us the power to free will? So I hope you understand that you can be less selfish. You just need to have the will to do it.